Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to the Lazy CEO podcast. I'm Jane Liu. Join my conversations with the entrepreneurs behind the iconic brands we all know and love.
Next guest is my gorgeous friend, Jules Robinson. Some of you may remember her from Married at First Sight. Yes, she's one of the few couples that are still together. But don't worry, I know you guys know how much I love my reality TV, but this is still a business podcast and Jules is one impressive businesswoman. She's the founder of the inclusive and empowering shapewear brand Figure and the owner of fashion label Moira Muse and the owner of Status Co, a hair and makeup salon set up as a speakeasy bar in beautiful Barangaroo, Sydney. On top of these three businesses, she holds a huge social media presence, is also the co-host of the Juggling Act podcast and a book author. This really sounds like a lot, but what I love about this chat is how authentic and down-to-earth Jules is, and her positive attitude towards the business challenges really makes you feel like, yeah, it's all good. We got this. All right, let's get into it.
Jules.
Hey.
Welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
So excited to have you on. So Jules and I have known each other for a while through the traps. I don't know what the saying is.
The traps.
Last time Jules just
How we met was because you were amazing and I reached out to you.
Oh, about?
About just little, you know.
Businessy,
some advice. And you said yes.
And we had a four-way Zoom meeting with Waldy and Cam.
Yes. No, I really love that because I think that's so important in business, that the circle of giving and sharing and helping each other. So yeah. I'll never forget that you did that for me.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. And then, so that was the first time we met, but the most recent memorable one is, so Jules and Cam came over for a little play date to lunch and our boys ran off together. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to end up in the news. At least two little missing boys. And this is just like the worst, but they were in the house next door anyway.
Yep.
What an exciting journey you've had the last few years in particular. Where does your journey start for you? I think Mass really sparked the start of Figure for you.
So being on a TV show for 3 months, I obviously wanted to look fabulous on television and I wore shapewear for 3 months and I was just basically uncomfortable for 3 months. And I was like, I spent way too much money to feel like this. And I always say I ended up with like more rolls than I began with because of the shapewear would roll down, it would roll up.
Yeah.
And I loved my microphone pack to be down the back of my shapewear. Like I just, otherwise I felt like a hunchback because it was on my bra and I just, from the side angle, I'm like, I just felt ugly.
Yeah. Adding in that extra layer.
Yeah. After 3 months of filming and doing that, I was a hair and makeup stylist for 20 years in the industry, like incredible career, worked for myself. And yes, it was not something that had planned, but just naturally, organically evolved to creating shapewear because coming off the back of the show, I got heavily body shamed and trolled for being a curvy woman.
Did you?
Yes.
I mean, I think everyone gets trolled for everything, but I didn't even remember that.
Yes.
Wow.
So, but then on the flip side, had such a beautiful rapport with the public of women I really enjoyed seeing a curvy woman on television.
Someone saying, so confident as well.
Or being like, I've got a body like you and I want to dress like you. And where do you get your clothes? Because I want to dress like that.
Mm.
And I've always believed that shapewear was a bit of a superpower for me. So I just honestly, just light bulb went, I'm going to make Shape Power. Well, it's Shape Power.
Yeah. That sounds good. Oh, that's our collaboration. Shape Power.
And that was it. So I just did a lot of polls, asked the audience because I knew what I wanted in shapewear. And that's honestly how it was created. So I had started off with two different lines. One was very revolutionary and very different to anything else on the market. But then I still went safe and created the very generic stretchy shapewear as well.
It's like a gateway.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it took a while. It took a while for the ultimate line, which is the one that's now won multiple awards, to really take off because it was definitely a word of mouth product that people are like, this is so different. And also something that you can go to the toilet in, because that was my biggest thing at the dinner parties on MAFS. I'd have to take my whole outfit off on the floor and I'd be sitting there naked.
Yeah.
Producers like, hurry up, you know, get back on set. And I'm like, you know, getting dressed again.
Yeah,
was the biggest
That's
pain.
Like the worst thing about wearing a jumpsuit, but you're like wearing a jumpsuit underneath a dress with a mic pack. It's
was a pickle. It was a pickle. So yeah, so I've solved all those problems now.
Love that. How do you take it from like the idea to like product?
Sure. So I ordered loads of different shapewear from like all over the world, like from America. It all came in and I had an idea in my head of what I wanted. Like I didn't want it to roll. I didn't want it to roll up. I didn't want that. I call it the sausage leg, you know, when it cuts you off.
Oh, I didn't want and it actually makes you like, it creates new roles that you didn't have without it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wanted to create something that was seamless. Going to the toilet was really important. And just something to enhance the woman's body, not to actually like, you know, suck it down so you're uncomfortable. So it feels like a second skin. So then from like a little 10-year-old girl, I drew pictures. Like I've still got my sketches now.
I love that.
And then I sent them over to Guangzhou, which is in China, to all different factories. And I got all my samples and literally.
Did you Google that? Did you ask people you know? Did you go to Alex Barber?
Do you know what? The universe was just looking out for me. Yeah. I went to a friend's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And I met who's now a very good friend, who's now my business partner for my fashion label. Met Bernie and she is that middleman. Like she lived in China for a really long time. She knows all the factories. So originally our conversation was about my packaging.
Yeah.
And then we started talking and I said, look, I'm getting all these samples. They turn up and I'm like, what is that? Like my Pinterest head was not turning into my actual physical.
Yeah, yeah. Expectation versus reality.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so then I went on a tour with her. So I just threw money at it and I went for a week and we were trains, planes, automobiles for 5 days.
Wow.
It was an experience.
Did you? Yeah. What did you think? Did they wine and dine you? And
I was about to say, I was full as a boot. All I did was eat. And then what you did,
and it's like a test of like honor, like how weird of like things you would eat.
Oh, it was crazy.
It's like my family
the chicken,
home.
It's
like if you came home, my mom was like, eat, try this. And if you do it, she's like, whoa.
Yeah, it was an experience. But for me, I reckon it sped everything up, I reckon, by from 6 to 12 months because by the time I left there in those 7 days, I had my off yellow pair of my first sample of the ultimate line and I knew I'd made a kick-ass pair of shapewear. Like it was just different.
Wait, they made you a sample there?
Yeah, they did it overnight for me. Yeah. Because I was like, we've got to get this done. So because of the crutch, you know, I was in all these different factories and, you know, getting their feedback. And the first drawing I ever did had pop buttons, you know, because I wanted it to maybe come from the top. Like I wanted it to be really easy that, you know, I've been to a festival before and you see like shapewear rolled up on the ground and the corner because people just take it off.
Fuck it.
Yes, exactly. So I was like, I don't want that to happen. I want people to, I've worn mine for
I've definitely ditched shapewear before at events.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Like okay, dance floor time.
Yeah.
No one's looking. Yeah.
Just did that with them. And obviously for ethical reasons, I wanted to pick the right factories. It was a great experience that I documented the whole thing to be really transparent because, you know, people are so quick to come at you with your what you're doing in your business. And, you know, even now sometimes people go, oh, it's not Australian. And I'm like, oh, I tried my utmost to make this business Australian, but it just wasn't doable. Like there's not the machinery or the know-how.
Well, then also people go, oh, the price is too high as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to order 100 of each, but I can't. I have to order thousands of each. So, but that was how, Figure came into light. And I always, from the very beginning, from creating the brand, it was always really important about having a really strong message of body positivity and inclusion because of having the public and women see themselves in me. I always wanted everyone to see themselves in all my models. And that's why I choose from thousands of applications every year for my campaigns. I always pick a really
mixed. The real women, yeah.
Well, just from size 6 to 24, my oldest ambassador who just passed actually last week, she was 90.
Sorry. Oh, wow.
And she was so fabulous, like one of those people that just lit up a room. And, you know, I chose her for the reason of like, you know, even at that age, it's how we should be, just still giving it a crack with a sparkle in your eye. Like, she was amazing, absolutely amazing. It's been incredible. And also with a bit of a different story to tell, you know, that women can connect to because of the message of like, we're all the same. We're all the same. Like, no matter what we're doing or how we look, we're all working on ourselves to be the best version of ourselves. So that's been a really important part of Figure. And it's been really humbling how many women love it and come to that space to feel good.
Love that. You've always had such strong branding. Your brand values are like very like consistent and clear. Like,
yeah, thank
you. It's amazing. When was that launched?
I officially launched March the 3rd, 2020. So
right? Yeah, I thought just before COVID.
2 weeks before COVID hit Australia.
So what was that like?
It was, I was like, shit.
you don't really wear shapewear at home.
Totally. And I'd put everything I had into that business. Like, every penny I'd saved my whole life to buy my first home. Like, it all went into the business because I believed in it and I knew that I was creating something different from anything else. And that was really scary because I remember, like, I was pregnant at the time. I was not even 3 months pregnant. You know, it's like hormones running. I was like hysterical, like on the floor, literally crying for the world, crying for myself. I remember Boris Johnson and Tom Hanks got COVID. I was like, fuck, this is like a horror film.
Yeah.
Like, you and you're like, this is real.
Well, the videos in Italy was like, I was also pregnant because we had our kids at the same age, but like, oh my God, it was so scary.
I thought, I can't focus on what's not happening, which is there's no money coming in. I had to focus on what I could do to help, which is where we created hashtag We Will Figure, very clever, figure it out. So I got other brands on board to, you know, little care packs that I created with other brands to obviously I helped promote them and women in the platform of Instagram just suggested other women who really got hit with the COVID stick and needed a bit of love. And any sales that I did get, I took a percent of the sale and I got Woolworths cards for food and things like that. I look back on that time, like it really cemented the core of Figure, which is women supporting each other and just being that cheerleader because I really put a lot of myself into the brand and the layers of me. And I'm a real advocate and believer of like, there is space for everyone. And when you know in your heart that you're great, you don't have that room for hate or jealousy and you don't act that way, you know? And I think that's part of being, you know, in the Figure tribe is like accepting yourself, accepting your body, accepting who you are and being happy. You don't throw shade when you're like that, when you're just content with who you are. So there's a lot of elements to Figure, but it is, as I said, it's wonderful. And as you say, like it's very strong, the messaging, and it's always been that since inception.
And what was the hardest thing to getting everything up and running? Like the biggest hurdles?
Financially and even still to this day is stock, you know, like how much the outlay that you have to do.
So I guess you've always worked for yourself, but then to have whole product is always everyone's biggest nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, it was started in my wardrobe in Double Bay and it was so funny because I get emails of people like, hi, team. And I'm like, hi, me, like head of marketing, head of social.
I'll pass you on to the HR manager. Hello.
I should have given myself like a fake name, like the PA or something. So, which was always lovely because then people would call like the line that went to my mobile at that time and they'd be like, oh my God, it's Jules. I'm like, yeah, it's me. You know, so it was always actually quite a nice thing that, you know, getting to chat to the customers. But it started in my house, in my spare room, and then the garage downstairs was the warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, that's where everything, and we had the smallest, tiniest little aisles, like to squeeze through, like not even front ways, like sideways, you know, like to get the stock. So, and then through COVID, like tough times, like had to make that decision to move to my parents, which at the time was a little bit crushing, but it was the right thing to do and everything moved there. And it's evolved to now having our own warehouse to now next month moving into a third party logistics where they'll be doing everything.
So, amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, that comes with its own nightmares, but hopefully you have a good partner.
Yeah.
What are the growth milestones you've had since then?
So I think even from like my first year, like in business to, as you said, people associate shapewear with going out. People like myself, it's underwear. Like it's an everyday thing. I definitely have people in the Figure tribe who wear it as underwear because I can see that they've bought 7 or 8 pairs. You know, they obviously wear it a lot and every single day. For the first year to think that it's associated with going out and to still hit 6 figures, I was really happy with that, you know, through COVID.
Yeah.
Like not a huge amount, but to do 150K in my first 8 months, like I was really, really stoked with that. And then obviously then second year of business, it was incredible because everyone was like, we're out. we're all going out.
I think the thing about it is like you have a lot of TikTok content where people are like, I did this. And then within 2 months, I made $100,000. Like it took me maybe like 18 months, 15 months to get 250K. So it's like, that's incredible.
Yeah. No, I felt, and that's
in COVID.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, I'm onto something here. Yeah. Like this is good. And, you know, next year, you know, I don't even know the number to say how much I tripled that. So that was fantastic. And then, you know, creating more lines, having a team.
And the UK launch recently.
Launching in the UK. Like that was brilliant. Mm. So it's been really fun. And this year I've got some really exciting partnerships happening with already established brands because people are always like, when are you going to do swimwear? When are you going to do activewear? And all these things. And I'm like, I'd love to, but so I'm going to partner with the people who have nailed that and put my figure stamp to it. So
very clever.
Yeah. So I'm doing swimwear this year and activewear. Yeah, there's a lot of good things in the pipeline for 2024.
Huge.
Yeah, it's a big year and having a baby. I don't know.
How many weeks are you now?
23.
With a 3.5-year-old, which is like, you know, they're crazy. You've got your personal brand that you would have to work on as well. And you've got 3 businesses. Like, how do you manage?
I don't even
know. Tell us this.
I wish I could say something like really gospel for you, but no, I mean, I have my moments. I'm really learning to take better care of myself to be able to manage this because I do love my life.
Because you also like when you're pregnant, you're like, I can't stress. Don't stress, like, so, and then you start stressing too much. Yeah. So.
My, I guess, looking after myself mechanism was always fall to the ground in a heap, in tears. My husband picks me up and goes, it's going to be okay. And then I keep going, but I know that's not a healthy way. Like I shouldn't get to that point of burnout. So over the last, and I think it's actually how I felt pregnant, to be honest, because I really went, okay, chill the fuck out, start to meditate.
Oh, I thought you meant he was comforting you. I think he meant like in the literal sense, and then you
No.
intimate because you guys had a moment together. I think this is how
he was
pregnant.
Like calming me, shaking my hair, going, it's okay. And I was like, all right, we're on. No, like I think calming myself a lot is what helped with finally falling pregnant after a long time of trying. I'm really working on myself daily with just healthy habits to just keep calm because it is a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And there are days, trust me, where I'm just like, I need to check out. Like I can't do this today. I don't have the magic answer.
You haven't figured it out yet.
Yes, go figure. My husband would probably say that one of my magic skills is I can manage a lot of things at once. Yeah.
Tell us about the other businesses.
I was really stoked. I was nominated for an award for Influence of Good and I wanted to go find something fabulous to wear. And you know, you're just like, I really want to go buy something for myself.
Yeah.
And I went out shopping all day and I just ended up coming home in tears. And I just, not like I felt shit, but I just felt like unseen, unrepresented, that nothing fitted me that I wanted to try on in shops. I'd recently had Ollie. I'd lost 20 kilos from my pregnancy weight and I was feeling really fit and really healthy and still nothing fitted me. Yeah, I was in tears and I was like, I'm going to make not a curve edit, not like plus size, just really beautiful clothes for women to feel fuck off amazing in, no matter what size you are, from size 6 to 24 and slow fashion. They're not cheap. They're, you know, really beautiful quality clothes. And that's how Mora Muse was created. So Mora in every language means fate and destiny, which is kind of when I put the pieces back of my life, I think that's, you know, it all makes sense. And I think that's how I got here. And then Muse to me, just for me, in a whole of Mora Muse, to me represented just women being their own muse to inspire themselves to be the best version of themselves.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And there's like, there must be a lot of synergies between the two brands.
Yeah, there is. They're different. I think my highlight with Mora Muse was seeing someone wear one of my dresses to the Logie. So I was like, oh my God, you know, like they're different. It's definitely got more, I think figures very inclusive. Like I always wanted to create a brand that even though the packaging's really beautiful and it looks really great.
You mean at the price point, it's more accessible.
Just the feel of it as well. Like I wanted it to be for every woman. Cause you know, there's some brands that some people think it's a bit too like upmarket for them or too luxe for them and it figures very inclusive. Mora Muse is definitely, it's a little bit more,
premium?
Yeah.
Luxe.
I think, I think that's the word.
Cause it took us at Showpro like a long time to figure out how to get more sizing. When I started, it was literally 6 to 12. Like even now, at least now the default that you can buy from a wholesaler is 6 to 8. yeah. 16. It's more.
Yeah.
But like even when we started at 6 to 12 and for us to, you know, go up to a 20 was took years. Was it through your contact for the?
Yeah. So she, so Bernie,
she's amazing.
My girlfriend. So she's the one that's been to fashion school.
Right.
You know, she's got all that brain. Yeah. I just know what I like. And also I've been a size 10 to a size 18 in my life. So I kind of, in that scale of where I know what fits and also with curves. And don't get me wrong, we made lots of mistakes. Like in our first drop, you know, when you make a size 24 dress, it doesn't mean they've got
the
size
grading.
The 24 size wrist, you know, when the arm's too big, like we still need to take that in so it's nice and cuffed around here, then you get the nice puff on the arm. So yeah, we made lots of trial and error. We're like, oh, like things that you don't think of because when they're creating, they just go, oh, size 24 all over. Like we want to shape the body and actually create curve. So it's definitely like a pleasure project. Like it's something, a passion project that I love doing. I'm not fully into it every single day. Like it's not like a full-time thing. It's there. And I, you know, I think we'll do another collection soon. So yeah, it's good fun. And it's beautiful that the feedback is when women put it on, they just feel incredible. And that was always what we wanted it to do. You feel like $1 million.
Yeah. And then Status Quo, how did you, I mean, that is more aligned with like what you were, your previous,
yes,
your past life.
Yeah. I always say gone back to my roots. Like, yeah, back to good pun.
Yeah. You and your roots.
Yeah. So hair and makeup artist for 20 years. I was in London for 14 of that, worked in Harrods, worked in Selfridges. Mm. And when
that where you were mainly, did you do like events and like weddings? Like what was your
thing? So Harrods was women's styling and then weddings that I did there. And then truth be told, London's obviously very financially a tough city. And when I worked in the salon, all the gorgeous gay men that I worked with were getting such big tips from all the women. And I was like, I'm going down to the men's barbers. And so I'd end up making more money down there.
Really?
So, yeah, totally. Anyway, I mean, I'm talking like this is in my early 20s. I was like, London's tough. We need money. And I really got into the men's barbering scene, which became huge in London. Obviously, it took a while to take off here. You know, here, just like there was a surge of all really cool, trendy barbershops. Yeah. So in London, I ended up working for the Royal Warrant Establishment, True Fit and Heal. So I ended up doing Lords and Sirs and Royalty. And I, you know, I worked for myself and it was amazing. Like it was such an incredible job to meet all these different walks of life and be taken to all different crazy events. And eventually living in London for that long, I felt a bit lonely, to be honest. It was like this roundabout that you've got to decide when you're going to get off. And
yeah, that was my dream. Like my thing was always to like live in London for a couple of years. I'm not a big manifester, but I had my password for years. It's like London 2015. Cause you're like, okay, you keep typing it, then you'll get it done.
Yeah.
Obviously it didn't happen, but anyway.
No, and this thing, I was meant to go there for 7 months and I was there for 14 years.
Wow.
So then came back to Sydney and I really wanted to bring that kind of esquire grooming to Sydney, like a bit more elite, bit more high end instead of the cool kind of trendy tattooed barber. Met a few people, had a few meetings with people, and then just Destiny's Door opened and I was asked by four male investors to run Blow & Lux, which was a salon in Barangaroo. And I was a profit shareholder. Like I was never going to make a cent from it, but it was mine. You know, I treated it as my own. Everyone thought it was my own because I loved it and I lived it and I breathed it and I created a really good business down there. And then when I went on Married at First Sight, things were a little bit tricky there and I decided that I was going to leave and not come back. And then full, you know, turn of events, fast forward 3-4 years later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
They offered to sell it to me and I bought it. So changed it, rebranded it, changes the business model. And that's, it's a cocktail bar, but you have your hair and makeup done in the bar.
I love it. Yeah. Great rebrand.
I'm like, it's just, it's my love for parties and champagne and cheese and like hair and beauty. Like, what's not to love about that? Oh my God.
You should do a sip and see there, like when you're ready to drink again.
I've got so many good ideas, like Blowy and Bowie night, like David Bowie's playing me a Botox. Oh my God. Like, it'd be so much fun. But yeah, there's a lot of good ideas to happen in there. I mean, it's such a great space and it looks fantastic.
Mm. What's the biggest challenge that comes with like running a salon?
So we have really focused this salon as well as an event space because it is so big as well. So that's been like another element.
Yeah, I'm going
to
sneak
it
in for a little show for
event. So that's been great. And that's naturally just evolved. Like we've had, you know, our media in there, we've had Klaviyo, we've had like really great brands having their events there and going, this is fantastic. Yeah. Or showcasing a new product in there, like a beauty product. But I think the hardest thing is a business like that is just relying on people, you know.
To show up because otherwise.
Yeah. To show up and to love it and to treat it, you know, in a way that you want them to, you know, like that's got a great team down there. But I think that is definitely, you know, that's probably the biggest stress within that business.
What's the worst when like, when we used to have a store, enough people chuck us a key, I'd have to like go in there.
Yeah.
I remember once we had to leave like a campaign shoot.
Yeah.
Our general manager had to go in to like man the store.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. So I remember when I ran the salon years ago in there and I was, you know, sort of treating it like it was my own. And we had this one guy who was brilliant, like the best blow dryer ever.
Is he a brilliant jerk?
This is my point. And unfortunately, like, he was like a little cancer that I had to cut out.
Yeah.
Because he was a bitch. And if that culture is wrong in that small environment and there's one person that is planting little seeds of bitchiness that spread within young, impressionable people, it just was awful. And I remember in tears just going, I can't do this. So that was a decision that I had to make and it was the best decision, you know, because he was influencing other people to not be very kind and even to me, you know. That was tricky. But as I say, sometimes you've got to make those choices to get the culture right, and when the culture's right, then everything has a good knock-on effect.
Hey, Polly fam, I've got something special for you. For a limited time only, I have a discount code for my business course. In case you didn't know, the course is a blueprint for starting an online business and growing it to 7 or 8 figures. It's 10 modules of videos that you can watch at your own pace, covering everything from sourcing product, growing and developing your product range, operations, and marketing and scaling your business. Just use the code PODCAST at checkout at thelazyceo.com. And then what about like, I would imagine the rent in Barangaroo is really high. Like, is that a big pressure compared to having an online business or?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm like, you're just like, yes, it is. I don't want to tell you. It is
though. Capital, yes.
And then so how much, like, how do you balance where to put your energy? Because with that and figure, then it sounds like, because, you know, I think figure is your main business, but.
Yeah.
This is so very, I do, like
I plan my week out and I'll do like a structure of each day where I give myself hours of time to focus on certain things. And I think when people talk about balance, I'm like, balance, BS. Like, what the fuck is balance? You know, like, it's about time structure and being like, okay, 3 hours of the day of here, I'm going to be working on that. The other three, I'm doing that. Give myself an hour to do something else and work out my day in that way.
Yeah.
That's the best way that I've found that I can try and do it all.
Yeah. And what's the biggest like business fuck up you've made? And what have you learned from it? Okay. Oh, leave on a positive.
Biggest business fuck up. I mean, it's not a fuck up because I always think you can learn from
absolutely.
It. But I did a collaboration and I created these beautiful towels with a fantastic message. Everybody's a beach body. Wrap yourself in self-love, you know. So it's this huge sheet beach towel. They look beautiful. It's got a woman's body on it. And I also did a bath mat. So it says, I love me. So you step onto it. It's like an affirmation every day.
Oh, I love that.
And then the bath towel is the figure colors in like a pattern. It's almost, to me, in my mind, it was like consistency of building blocks. So when you repeat the quote every morning on yourself on this towel, which says, I'm brave, I'm bold, I'm beautiful, no one is me. The people that I did these with, her husband ended up getting cancer and they were just not in a position to
fulfill the order.
Well, just to, you know, they're just wanting to downsize a bit. And they said, do you want to buy it? Or, you know, just what we paid for it. And I said, yes. And now I'm stuck because I obviously felt so like, I've got all the stock and I'm just like.
But you have like actually a fourth business.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. And it's fine. So doing buy one, get one free at the moment. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. But you just like, I did it out of the goodness of my heart.
The same. Yeah. I'm so bad at saying no.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, I've got towels coming out of my
that's
ears.
Nice of you,
yeah. Though. And the thing
you'll,
is like,
you'll be able to.
Yeah. Like,
slowly
just, yeah.
Do a giveaway.
And it wasn't like a fuck up. Like, it's not a fuck up, but no. It's just now I've got thousands and thousands of stock, which isn't my main business.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like I'm an expert on selling towels or anything, you know, but I'm trying to work out how to become one.
Oh my God. Everyone's listening, go buy a towel.
Everyone needs a towel to dry. Everyone goes to the beach.
Let's shift gears to what's been your best idea or campaign or moment.
I personally love all the campaigns I do. I think, again, I put so much to myself in it. There was one I did the other year and it was called Amplified. And I actually had mums and daughters do it together because I feel that as a woman, sometimes your most trickiest relationship can be with your mum. Love is at the root of it, but sometimes it can be a little bit hard. And I wanted to share that in when women share themselves. And so women see themselves in reflection when they're reading about that. But also I wanted to show that how physically we can be identical or how opposite. Not just in appearance, but also emotionally as well. And it was really deep and it was really beautiful. And it was a really amazing campaign to see mum and daughter doing it together. And also some of them made them closer. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice. That was like a Mother's Day campaign that we did. So that was special, but they've all been special. They've all meant something different, like each one along the way.
So how is like doing all of this and juggling being like also in the public eye? Life must have like changed so much after maths. Like what's that like?
I always say it's like this explosion that you could never prepare yourself for. Like you don't really know how you're going to feel or what you're going to think when.
At least you got a good edit. I mean, you know, we've seen worse.
There's things I could have done better in there, but let's face it, like you're in there for 3 months. Like it's so toxic and you're making a show. So you've got to have an opinion on things that really.
Yeah, I think you probably remember the little 1%, but yeah. Like I think overall, like you know, you came across amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So no, it was a crazy time and it takes you a while to get used to that, you know, like you literally wake up overnight and pretty much the whole country was talking about, you know, you or whatever. And so that was hard. It was hard, but it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I've had to, I guess, get my little force field around me to deal with, you know, judgment and comments and things like that. But as you say, like 99.9% of the time it is wonderful and it is lovely. But, you know, even yesterday I had a really shitty thing happen in the press where on Facebook there was a figure ad and it had over 1,200 comments. It had a million views and you should have seen the comments. It was just disgraceful. Probably 80% men just body shaming to my ambassadors. Like it was just really awful. So you know, business mind was like, oh my God, it's had a million views. Like it's trending. Yeah. But I was like, I would never want a past or present ambassador to see this and get upset.
And because also like other women who see themselves, the whole point is for other women to see themselves.
And this was my point too. So yeah. I've got my force field around me. I mean, I've got to admit when I'm pregnant, sometimes that's a bit hard. Sometimes you're like, my force field's not there today. But I didn't want them to get upset. So my instinct was just to delete it. And I did that. And then I obviously went to socials to say, look at this, like this is what's going on in the world still. Like it's 2024. We have done so much groundwork in the last, I'd say 7 years, I reckon, like really strong, powerful messages of inclusion and that beauty at any size. And this is absolutely fucking disgusting what was coming out of people's mouths. The news picked it up, Nine Honey picked it up. There was articles around it. Mm-hmm. And I waited for the UK to wake up and they're all like, no, let's share this. Like, you know, we didn't ask for their opinion.
Yeah.
You know, we are here and we are showing that we love ourselves, like no matter
Let's pull up your Facebook account.
Yeah, like, with your dog profile picture.
Yeah.
They're all dog profile pictures, aren't they? They're never real them. So, yeah, so there's those kind of things.
The ones that sometimes you see them, they have a family. I'm like, oh, my God, would you really? I know, it's just like.
It's unbelievable. So, I mean, it comes with its challenges, but I think, you know, you do come to get a bit of a thick skin. I do a lot of work on myself, like kinesiology, to do that light work, all those little woo-woo things that I love, but they help me to be able to deal with it.
I feel like that would be, if I was in that position, I think the hardest thing, it would cause me to overthink a lot.
Yeah. You eventually just end up not caring.
You're like, I'm exhausted. I can't,
no matter what you do, there's always an opinion. So you just got to go, like, you know, I think, like, you step forward, you get judged. You step back, if you stand still, you get judged. You know, so you've just got to go, fuck it. As long as I'm comfortable with my integrity and my choices, then it's all going to be okay.
That's what matters. Yeah. What's the biggest challenges that you're currently facing in the business today?
My biggest challenge right now is moving. Oh my God.
Like, to the 3PL?
Yeah. Like, you know, stock levels, stock, like, everything right. Moving out of a huge warehouse with an office. Like, oh my God, that, you know, it's like you build up so much crap around you and you're like,
oh my God. I was just walking around this office. I'm like, the fuck is this, guys? Move, like, why are we? Yeah. It's like we've been here for a year and we've accumulated so much crap.
Yeah. Oh, your office is fantastic. And it reminds me of when I launched in the UK and, you know, I didn't do my GPS right. I just picked up the business model here and I did it there and I made a huge mistake. Like, the Cozy Lives in England is even higher than here. Mm. And after 2 months of having this space thinking I was Anne Hathaway and the intern, I was like, shit, I can't afford this. I can't afford this as a startup in a new country paying in pounds. So that was really tough. Went into the 3PL and England right now, it's just taking time to be a trusted known brand. Mm-hmm. And it's not taken off as well as I would have loved it to. It's got amazing brand presence from all the campaigns that I did there, from the double decker bus to all the events. You know, I ended up doing some keynotes over there where, you know, the questions were like, you've created a movement here. Like, this is like a movement of people really noticing your brand with a really strong, powerful message. So that was like, it did its job. But
yeah, the activation was amazing. You're like, it's in my inspo board somewhere. It's so good.
Thank you. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's been tricky. That's been tricky to navigate. And I'm just, you know, in that entrepreneurial dip where you're like, it's, you know, you're going to come out of it. It's been a ride in that wave of just working it out, like how to get it really off the ground there. And I think sometimes it can be tricky when you're not on the ground as well. Like when I was there, like it was a bit different. But yeah, I'm just working that out at the moment.
And how much is Cam working in the business?
Cam's like the drops bombs, you know.
But is he the catch-all? Like the
Well, he'll be like, have all these ideas like lastminute.com. Like he just drops a bomb and he's like, this is my idea. Bye. Like, go do that.
Oh, that's me.
He's really helpful with, like, in the warehouse with all the big stuff, like as in like picking up things and doing all that kind of stuff. But yeah, no, he's a really good soundboard for me. Like he's almost like the emotional like crutch to to, like the rock. But I mean, he's always there to help me out in the business. And we do a lot of business courses together. So we definitely bounce a lot of ideas off each other.
How do you find like working together with like talking about work, keeping that separate?
It's not easy, but you've got to, like, even when you're at work, and I think as a woman as well, like, it's not like a bulldozer energy, but you've got your work head on, you know? And I think when you come home, you've got to kind of like leave it at the door because it is a different energy. And I think if you come in and being all, you know, so we do try not to talk about work all the time, but it's something that we love and it's a passion and we're really invested in it. So it's not a bad thing, but it's in our relationship as well. Like we do give each other the space to be individuals and do our own thing and always come back to each other.
What's your guilty pleasure?
I feel a bit of water. Because I don't know how you have time. With all the nanas and I love it.
You do what?
water aerobics,
really? Is like a pregnancy thing or in general?
I started getting into it pregnant and I just.
You think you'll keep it up?
I love it. Like I honestly love it. And I love all the little friends I've made. Like they're just beautiful.
Are they like 80?
I think they're mainly like, 60, 70 plus. Yeah. They're just fabulous. So that's something that I do a couple of times a week and I really love it and I will make sure I get there. Like Cam has cricket all weekend, but I'm like, nah, you've got to wait until I get home before you go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I do that for myself. I'm definitely a massage girl. I love going and doing that. Like any form of touch, I'm like, give it to me. So I do it kind of in big doses. Like this year, before the baby comes, I'm going to a women's retreat in Bali for a week, like by myself. I've done it once before. So I do it in a big dose, you know, so I kind of earn up my quota and I'm like, okay.
What do you get done in the retreat? Like, what is it?
You literally get a self.
You find yourself? Or is it relaxation?
Oh, a bit of everything. A bit of everything. Yeah, a bit of everything. But you have your Sunday to Sunday of your roster, and it's literally timed of self-care and what you're going to be doing for yourself. Yeah, it's called Escape Haven. It's women only, and it was started by a woman who was just a fly-high powerhouse and just got burnout. And she was like, women need to have a little haven to go to. And honestly, it's heaven on earth. So, I'll be doing that soon. And that's, you know, when it's like that finishing line to be like just a bit of self-care. So,
yeah.
But I feel like I'm really trying to set life up in a way before baby two comes that, you know, I think there's always that saying like, you know, work smarter, not harder. But it's actually a hard thing to do, or, you know, work, you know, not in your business, on your business. And
yeah.
But when you're so invested.
How?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I love the idea of all that, but I'm definitely planting things now that, you know, when another baby's in the mix, like, holy crap. Like I already have moments of like, oh my God, how am I going to do this?
Do you have a game plan?
Yeah. I mean, moving already from the warehouse as well. So the team will have different roles now where we're actually, you know, doing things to scale the business and grow and not worrying about a space and all those kind of, you know, they're obviously very important parts of the business, but it's not, you know, someone else can do it. So
yeah, I find that it makes sense for different stages of the business. So how we grew was, you know, I had everything in my parents' garage. It was in our office. It was in our warehouse. And then we 3PL'd until we scaled and figured out how much space we need. And now that we know we've got our own warehouse. So it just, it's the different phases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I've just evolved. So, it's been interesting.
Everyone knows I'm obsessed with reality TV. So tell me, are you watching The Current Maths?
I am. I've not been religious with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of like I caught up last night on Sunday's episode, like, you know, watched it on playback. I could only tell you a couple of their names.
Yeah.
But it's only ever been like a dinner party and a commitment ceremony that I've watched.
Yeah. No, they are the best. You pretty much just have to watch that because then they replay everything anyway. When you watch it with Cameron and you're like, by the way, guys, I'm saying Married at First Sight. I think I had someone on before and I'm like, yeah, I just love Matt. Like, because I was asking someone about their guilty pleasure and I'm like, I love, and then she was like, oh, we have so much in common. I'm like, yeah, you know, I just love maths. And she's like, oh. Because you thought I said maths?
I'm like, oh, maths.
No, Married at First Sight. Just
very different. No, Cam won't watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it almost gives him
triggering.
Like a PTSD or something. Yeah, it's just not, he can't deal with it. But yeah, I'm not emotionally invested in it. I was rooting for Tristan because I was like, I just wanted to hug him and go, everyone loves you. Like, you know, you just need to see how amazing he is. Yeah, back yourself. Exactly. But yeah, no, it has been, it's been interesting to watch. That's for sure.
Did you prepare to shoot them one lie?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Bring it.
I climbed Kilimanjaro when I was, it's probably only like 8 years ago. Did the second hardest route that you can take. And like, that means I didn't shower for 7 days. Like, I was just, by the end, I was just like filthy. At the beginning, I was like wet wipes trying to stay clean. And then I was like, it was like a badge of honor, like all the crap that was attached to me. But it was freaking amazing. And I got to the top and I was very, very proud. So yeah, climbing a mountain was a bit of an achievement. And then another thing, I did a skydive for Alzheimer's, raised quite a bit of money with all my, you know, rich male clients that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it so much. They ended up doing like all those courses that you could don't have to do a tandem, like you can actually do it by yourself. So, so sort of doing that by myself. And the other thing is I didn't get my driver's license till I was 30 years old. I failed when I was like, I don't know, a teenager. And then I just went, I'm just going to get driven. I don't need to drive. And so I did that till I was 30. And then I finally got my license when I was 30.
Oh, that sounds really believable because, I mean, you don't really need a license in London, do you? Oh, I really like the first one. It sounds like something I would do. Like, I remember going to Sensation White 1 year and then I was just like so gross and we were in Prague. I'm like, guys, I'm going to like stay in this outfit for as long as possible. And then I only changed because my top actually broke after 4 days and it was white.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's gross. I didn't need to share that. okay. The skydiving.
Yeah.
Is false.
Okay. Yeah.
Yay! I'm like,
well, no, I did is true, but I didn't learn to do it by myself.
Yeah. Is that why? Because you were in London, you didn't have to like keep getting a license.
Well, yeah. I honestly, I just was like, oh, I'm just not going to get my license. And I hit 30, and I thought, I'm a loser.
Okay, well, like, can I tell you, I got my license at 26.
Yeah.
I remember once going for a driving lesson and I was like falling asleep. I'm like, well, this is dangerous. I'm like, on Parramatta Road. No, yeah, like Victoria Road, which is like a main street of Sydney,
yeah,
in Western Sydney. And I'm like, I'm falling asleep. Like, I'm not made for driving. But my best guy friend is turning 39, 40 this year. And I'm emceeing his wedding in the month and he still doesn't have his license. Wow. So shaming him so he'll get it.
Yeah, I just was like, oh, I was like, I just, it was more of a psychological thing. I was like, I need to get my license. And I did. And I passed first go.
Oh, wow.
I got myself like, a little Mini Cooper, which is very London.
Yeah.
And loved it.
And the not showering for 7 days, did you
say? Oh, it was so like, at first I was like trying to be clean and yeah, then you're just like badges of honor, like. It was seriously tough, but it was such an achievement to get to the top of that
because
mountain.
Don't you feel like also sometimes like when the surroundings is so dirty, your existing filth is a layer against the new filth?
That's
because
true.
I didn't, you don't want to keep contracting new filth. You've just already got that barrier. That's how I think about it.
That's a good way to think about it.
Wrapping up with, what is the advice that you would give your younger self?
Oh, the younger, my younger self. Oh, so many things, isn't there?
Baby Jules, what will you say
to her? Baby Jules, I think just always like just trust the timings of your life, really. Like I think sometimes we waste too much energy on thinking that maybe certain things that we don't have or that we want and that, you know, that will come eventually. And I just think that we sometimes waste too much energy on that. So just be present and just trust the timings of your life and it will all work out. And I know in the moment that's hard, but when you look back and you connect all the dots, you kind of like, it all makes sense.
Everything so far has made sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know it's hard in the moment. We've all been there, but it's definitely something that I, you know, that I wish that I was better at
when you're
in my early 30s. Yeah. And I know now, like I'm very, you know, so I think it comes with a bit of gratitude as well and being really grateful for everything you have. And yeah, I just think it's always, you know, I'm very positive. So I'm like, everything will always work out.
Yeah, you are very positive. Love it. Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's excited.
Play date again
soon. Yeah. Kids can get lost together. Amazing.
Okay. That's it from me for now. Thanks for listening. And if you're loving the podcast, don't forget to leave us a review. And if you want more, join the conversation on the podcast Instagram at thelazyceo_podcast. Link to the show notes. Catch you next Tuesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.